2 days after the meeting. So then I called up there and I said, what do you want, you know, what, how can we resolve this? Do you want me to try to get, to see if the county would just give the truck to one of the watershed towns so that what our resolution said is addressed? And, I mean, to me, they're hanging their hat on an attorney, Dave Bowles, the assistant deputy commissioner, who's an attorney, that after 5 years, municipal contracts are null and void and they're not obligated to do it. To me, it's just really bad.
I really would like to have Deputy Executive Submo here for a discussion. I mean,
but
as well.
It's just postponed. In the meantime, what other town is going to go?
Well, no matter what is postponed, we're not gonna be able to hand over a machine.
We could vote on a resolution next month to give it back to the CWC, and then vote it. After a while.
Next month, you're saying?
I would like to put it in. I'm going to talk to Dean, see if I can go to Public Works
for October.
Meeting. For October, I mean.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'd like Bob at this meeting.
Well, could
as
we?
Well.
And I, yeah. But I'd like to put this resolution in too, because you know what, Trace? He's obviously not. He told you that they were going to try to resolve it. So what is?
That's the last I heard. I thought
what,
it was
Trace,
getting resolved.
But he got his marching orders, and they were different than probably what he wants to do. He was told something different. I mean, I'm sure he does want to resolve it, because it makes sense to try to resolve it amicably and try to live up to their end of the contract. But the fact that they're doing MS4 work in New Paltz and a watershed community is paying a private person to clean drainage ditches and do things that this vehicle is supposed to do.
Right. No,
it says the county's not committed to being a partner with the CWC or live up to their, you know.
Yeah.
I
will reach out to him again, and I suppose this is going to be, one way or another, it's going to be on our agenda next month. Either in the form of a resolution that you're bringing forward or...
They asked for the last 3 years you said that he hasn't given... This is 2 months, right?
We still haven't gotten the 3 years.
No, he's not. You know what? They're not...
Is it 3 years usage that there was?
The last, like, 11, 12, and 13, I think. Or 10, 11, 12. I can get that.
Okay, would you get that?
I think it's 11, 12, 13.
Okay.
And basically... I mean, I don't know how the rest of the committee feels about it, but... The resolution's attached. It specifically says for use in watershed communities. And that's what the resolution says. And even when they were using it in the watershed communities, it was only 23% of the time. The other 77% of the time. And they're not even that upset about it, as long as the watershed communities are being serviced. Now the county's taking the opinion that the watershed communities are not going to get serviced. They're taking that piece of equipment where it's important for them. And
that was the other thing I wanted to get to the bottom of, which... I do not yet, but how do you get in the, how do you get in the queue? Like, how do you, how is the county determining
like
where the machine is
well,
going?
Well, I think the towns call the county. They probably call Dave Shealy and say, you know, they've got highway departments.
Have you spoken to Dave Shealy about it at all?
You know what, they all say you got to talk to Bob Sudlow. None of them want, Dave Bowles, as soon as I said who it was and what the issue was, he goes, I can't talk to you, call Bob Sudlow, and he hung up the phone. They will not even talk to you. So Dave talked to me because I've known Dave for a long time and we live near each other, but he could not commit to anything.
Okay.
It's frightening. And you know what, Bob is, I hate to say it, but he's just doesn't follow through and return calls. And you know,
there is a very specific ranking system that there's
the argument
to be used.
Yeah, the argument now, if there is a counter argument, is that the contract has expired. Which,
with
all due respect, I agree with you that it's so the contract expired. I feel like it's the spirit of
then give the piece of equipment back. If you don't want to adhere to the contract, give the piece of equipment back. They paid for $250,000.
Did they ever renew the contract? Because the contract said that it could be renewed
for 5 years.
You know what? I will email Tim tomorrow and ask him.
Will you find out? Yeah,
yeah, no,
that would
no,
be
I
helpful
will.
Too.
But it's just the fact that there's and I
the ill will.
There's
going to
be other good projects in Ulster County that are not going to get funded.
Sure.
Businesses, programs. But you know, it's going to affect a lot more than the highway department helping out.
Right.
That they were.
I hear you. No, it's a great organization that we have a great partnership.
You should see the things
we
do up there. And you know what? There are Ulster County people up in that meeting all the time for funding, for programs, for small businesses, for septics. We do septics in Olive and Shandaken, millions of dollars a year, small mom-and-pop septics that the local...
Well, you keep me posted. I'll circulate
Can you try to touch base with Bob again?
Yes, I definitely will. I'll call tomorrow again. I have a message.
No, I hate to put this burden on you.
No, I don't mind.
And then can I just bring up one other quick issue?
Yes.
On old business, did you ever hear back from the electricity chart?
It's so interesting that you bring that up. Krista just started putting together an action list for me, and when I skimmed it over, that I saw that at the end, and I saw it at the end of the minutes, and I was like, that's my fault. I didn't call up for it.
But it's
I
just,
will.
You know, that's, Tracy, why I get frustrated with these guys, because they say things.
My fault.
And then when they're asked for stuff, it goes away, and then they come to these meetings, and they take over the meetings like they're the experts and know everything, and you know what? They don't follow through with anything. It's Bob Sudlow, it's Ken, with the electricity cost, we did 3 months,
no.
4 months, and you asked them, we sat here when you asked them the first time.
No, my fault, we'll follow up.
And if we don't follow up, they don't care. You know why? Because what they're saying and what's happening, I don't believe it. It's always the same thing.
Yeah.
It looks great on paper, like the Hurley Bridge. Did you see the Hurley Bridge? After it was going to be named after Levon, and then all that fiasco, and now, thank goodness, it's just the bridge. At the grand opening, it was announced that it came in under budget. So the newspapers put it under budget. Does anybody really believe it came in under budget? It sounds great, but give me a break.
It's like a dollar.
It probably didn't come in, but who's, you know, it sounds great in front of people, but nobody follows up. And it, you know what? It goes back to that Strive project. Mike's press release was $4 million or $4.5 million. 2 months later, the resolution was $7.5 million. Or six and a half. It was up $2 to $3 million from his prep, but nobody ever questions it, you know. And they always give you a song and dance. Why? Well, that really. But it looks great in the paper, and nobody ever follows up. And they know it. And they know it, so they get away with it. And I'm tired of them getting away with saying things that just aren't true. So anyway.
I will make sure I'll follow up on that.
And also the other one with the cost benefit of the.
Oh, that for sure. Yeah,
I've added those.
Yeah, the cost benefit.
I don't think we'll get that either, but that's just my thing.
Yeah. And you also wanted the letter of the agreement of the amendment to the grant.
That was my fault.
That was your father that changed the number. Okay. All right. Is there anything else we need to discuss?
No. Thank you, Tracy. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you all.
And Mary. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you.
When did the baby come?
She was born like August 4th.